السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب صدق الله العظيم. Last week I explained some parts of this dua ya nazam. ہواو ہرس والا دل بدل دے ہواو ہرس والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے ہواو ہرس والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے کروں قربان اپنی ساری خوشیاں کروں قربان اپنی ساری خوشیاں تو اپنا غم عطا کر دل بدل دے تو اپنا غم عطا کر دل بدل دے ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے، میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے۔ ہٹا لوں آنکھ اپنی ماں سوا سے، ہٹا لوں آنکھ اپنی ماں سوا سے، جیوں میں تیری خاطر دل بدل دے، جیوں میں تیری خاطر دل بدل دے۔ ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے، میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے، میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے۔ بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے، بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے۔ خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے۔ پڑا ہوں تیرے در پر دل شکستہ، پڑا ہوں تیرے در پر دل شکستہ، رہوں کیوں دل شکستہ دل بدل دے، رہوں کیوں دل شکستہ دل بدل دے۔ ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے، ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے، میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے، میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے۔ تیرا ہو جاؤں اتنی آرزو ہے، تیرا ہو جاؤں اتنی آرزو ہے، بس اتنی ہی تمنا دل بدل دے، بس اتنی ہے تمنا دل بدل دے۔ تیرا ہو جاؤں اتنی آرزو ہے، تیرا ہو جاؤں اتنی آرزو ہے، بس اتنی ہے تمنا دل بدل دے۔ ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے، میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے۔ بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے، بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے۔ خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے۔ میری فریاد سن لے میرے مولا، میری فریاد سن لے میرے مولا، بنا لے اپنا بندہ دل بدل دے، بنا لے اپنا بندہ دل بدل دے، بنا لے اپنا بندہ دل بدل دے۔ ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے، میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے۔ بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے۔ لاسٹ ویک آئی ایکسپلین ٹو یو دیٹ جسٹ ایز اور فزیکل ہارٹ، دا کارڈیولوجسٹ آفٹر سم ٹائمس or sometimes after a checkup, then he says that all arteries are clogged. Sometimes he says that one artery is blocked. Sometimes he says you have to undergo a double bypass, and sometimes a triple bypass. Depending on the number of arteries that are blocked and clogged, they say that many bypasses you have to go through. So a spiritual heart also gets clogged up. Our spiritual hearts also get clogged up. They say too much of fatty stuffs and too much of mithais and oily stuff, it clogs our arteries. So in the same way, the arteries of the spiritual heart, they also get clogged and blocked with sins. Depending on what kind of sins the person is committing, that's the kind of blockage it will create in those arteries. Sometimes it will clear up with a little bit of tawbah and istighfar, and sometimes plenty of it is required. Sometimes a real bypass is required. And sometimes a real transplant is required. So here we are saying, Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he says, Hawa wa hirsa wala dil badal de. O Allah, this heart of mine, and I've repeated, I've mentioned many, many times, that these Ahlullah, when they say that change our heart, our hearts are filled with malice and with greed and with pride, and we are living a life of sin and evil, then we must not think that they were living a life of that nature. As one person, when Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when he said that I can take a qasam that I am the most sinful one on earth, or I am the least of all, I am insignificant, most insignificant person. So this stupid person, he said that if he is saying that, so he must be speaking the truth. So he left him and went away. He said he is Allah wala and he can't be speaking lies. So if he is such a sinful person and if he is an insignificant one, then why must I sit in his company? But that stupid didn't understand that when they look at the azmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the greatness of Allah ta'ala, that the higher their stages, the more they think of themselves as insignificant. Because they are looking at the height, like the person who is flying 30,000 feet above sea level. Now if he thinks that I have already reached the limits, then he will think of everyone else as being inferior to him, because he's at such a height. But if he recognizes and realizes that there is somebody at 90,000 feet, and there's somebody at 120,000 feet, and there's somebody in space, we don't know where he is, somebody has reached the moon, and somebody is going even further, then at that time he will think nothing of himself. He'll think, what is 30,000? Look at those people, what heights they are at. 183900 polo green color and 3786 golf blue. Somebody wants to come out, remove your cars. So when they think of the azmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the greatness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then they think of themselves as insignificant. They negate themselves. La ilaha illallah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his istighfar, his tawbah, for what was it? Which sin was he committing that he was making tawbah and istighfar? In front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was the azmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So he says, Hawa wo hirsa wala dil badal de. O Allah, this heart of mine which is filled now with malice, with greed, with passions, evil passions and desires, with envy, with jealousy, with pride and with all the filth of the world. It has reached such a stage that that all the arteries are blocked. And the heart itself, all the muscles are damaged. It is not functioning at all now. No matter how much of Quran Sharif I listen to, no matter how much of Hadith Sharif I listen to, no matter how much of zikr I make, and no matter how much of dini activities I engage myself in, but I just can't seem to give up zina, I cannot seem to give up watching haram, I cannot seem to give up listening to haram, I cannot seem to give up speaking that which is haram and forbidden, I cannot seem to give up my habit of gambling, cheating, deceiving, fraud, backbiting, all these things, I just can't seem to be giving up, because it seems that my entire heart, all the arteries are blocked and clogged, and the muscles also are damaged. There is no pumping left at all. So what it needs now is a complete transplant. Oh Allah, transplant another heart now. Badal de, dil badal de. Oh Allah, change this heart. How long am I going to walk on the surface with a heart that is filled with such kind of trash? When will I have that heart which is filled with your love and with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Oh Allah, far too long I'm walking on the surface of this earth like a munafiq and a hypocrite. Change my condition. Change this heart of mine. Dil badal de. Ay mere maula, dil badal de. Change this heart of mine. Because nothing seems to be functioning. Even the bypasses are not going to help. Therefore, give me a complete transplant. Transplant a new heart into this heart of mine. Remove this and transplant another one. Ya Allah, if man can transplant hearts, physical heart, then O Allah, what is it difficult for you to transplant a spiritual heart that is filled with nur, that is filled with taqwa, that is filled with zuhud, that is filled with qanaat, that is filled with tawakkul in you, that is filled with the nur of ibadat, that is filled with the nur of the fulfillment of the rights of people. So hawa wa hirsa wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. This is the major disease of our hearts, and that is ghaflat, negligence, indifference, unconcerned that we are just in a transitory world, in a world from which we are going to cross over into the hereafter. That whatever actions we do in this world, there is going to be a day of reckoning. We are unconcerned. Again, I repeat that life will never become boring. It will never become unenjoyable. In fact, it will become a very happy and a peaceful one, full of tranquility, sukoon in the hearts. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give that to us. The person will still be cheerful, happy, smiling with his family, with his friends, with his children. He'll be still conducting his business, he'll be marrying, he'll be bringing up his children, he'll be doing everything that a normal person does. But now he'll be doing it with inshirai qalb. The heart will be pumping pure, clean blood. Every part of the body will be get nourishment. So therefore the person's eyes will now see right, the person's ear will listen right, the person's tongue will speak right, every part of the body will function right. Because if the heart is diseased, then the whole body is diseased. Then there's weakness. But the physical weakness, at the most, it will lead to the graveyard. But the spiritual weakness, then it is everlasting, long lasting, or endless pain and problem in the hereafter. So he says, O Allah, badal de dil ki dunya, dil badal de, khudaya fazla farma dil badal de. O Allah, I can't seem to get there with my own effort. Now you show mercy upon me with your grace, with your kindness, with your power of jazb, with your quwwat. O Allah, change this heart of mine, transplant another one, and make me yours. فضل فرما دل بدل دے. گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں, بدل دے میرا رستہ, دل بدل دے. یا اللہ, how long am I going to continue this life of sin and vice? What is it bringing to me or to my family or to the nation at large? Nothing but restlessness, nothing but worries and problems, nothing but disasters, and nothing but your azab, which is shaking the hearts and shaking our homes and our family lives, and has shaken our morals and has shaken everything that we possess. Nothing is giving us any kind of enjoyment and happiness anymore. Why? Because you have become unhappy and displeased with us. So how long am I going to remain in this state? If it was giving me some worldly benefit also, we can understand. But it's not bringing any worldly benefit to it. It's just for a little while. Ye mana maasiyat mein mujrimana thodi lazzat hai. Ye mana maasiyat mein mujrimana thodi lazzat hai. Magar us palne wale se ye kaisi baghawat hai. There is a little while of pleasure. But what kind of rebellion is this against the one who is nourishing us, the one who is sustaining us, the one in whose hands our life is lying? So he says, Gune gari mein kab tak umra kaatun, badal de mera rasta, dil badal de. Oh Allah, change my right direction, change the road on which I am treading. It is a dangerous road. I have been warned that on this road there are lions, there are cheetahs. On this road there are scorpions, and there are crocodiles, and there are vicious animals. They will tear up, they will devour, they will destroy. I have been warned that don't take this route. There are hijackers there. There are murderers on this road. There are killers on this road. So if I have intelligence, or I'm a sane person, then I won't take that road. If anyone has to just tell a person that, look, this road I was passing by and I saw, that some people were held up there, and there is a whole gang that is standing there ready to hijack any vehicle that moves on there. Allah protect us. But if somebody warns us, then we will look for another route, no matter how long that route may take. But we will bypass that route. So our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he has informed us that, look, this road don't take, because there's hijackers there. Nafs and shaitan will hijack you. And then they will murder you, they will kill you, they will torture you. It is going to take you to disaster. So take the safe route. So we believe in the sight of man, but we don't believe in the sight of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me, give you, and the entire ummah the tawfiq of amal, inshallah. In some other zikr majlis, we will continue with further explanation. اے میرے مولا میری نظر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو سب تو ہو باہر دل کے اندر تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اے میرے مولا میری نظر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو سب تو ہو باہر دل کے اندر تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو قلب تپا میں دیدہ تر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو قلب تپا میں دیدہ تر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو میرے لیے تو بحر و بر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ illallahu illallah 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 سوجے مجھ کو دونوں جہاں میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو سوجے مجھ کو دونوں جہاں میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو سوجے مجھ کو کون مکاں میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو سوجے مجھ کو قالب و جام تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو سوجے مجھ کو قالب و جام تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو میرے لیے سوجے مجھ کو قالب و جام تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو سوجے مجھ کو سود و ضیاء میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ illallahu illallah 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 illallahu illallah. جان سے بھی جو مجھ کو ہے پیارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو جان سے بھی جو مجھ کو ہے پیارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو جس کے لیے سب کچھ ہے گوارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو دونوں جہاں میں میرا سہارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو دونوں جہاں میں میرا سہارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو میری ناو کا کیون ہارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ اللہ 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 ذرہ ذرہ قطرہ قطرہ رطب و یابس بحر و بر ذرہ ذرہ قطرہ قطرہ رطب و یابس بحر و بر نور و نار و اوج و پستی کفر و ایمان خیر و شر ایک زباں ہو کر یہ سب کے سب دیتے ہیں تیری خبر ایک زباں ہو کر یہ سب کے سب دیتے ہیں تیری خبر تیرے آگے ہیچ ہے ہر شے تو ہی ہے سب سے برتر کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ اللہ 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 میری نظر میں سب یکساں ہو کوئی گدا ہو یا ہو شاہ میری نظر میں سب یکساں ہو کوئی گدا ہو یا ہو شاہ ہوں نظر مرعوب کسی سے کوئی ہو کتنا زی جا راز وحدت سے تو کر دے دل کو میرے یا رب آگاہ میرے لیے ہو جائے برابر باغ و صحرا کو ہو کا کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ اللہ 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 illallah 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 la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Jalla Jalaluhu Allahu Allah 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 kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai La ilaha illallah 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah La ilaha illallah 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 الا الله لا اله 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 الا الله 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 دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما او مائی بلوڈ اللہ او مائی رحیم اللہ او مائی کریم اللہ او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ مائی کمپیشنیٹ کائنڈ لونگ کیئرنگ اللہ او مائی موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ فورگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس یا اللہ وی آر کنفیسنگ بیفور یو انڈیڈ وی آر یور موسٹ سنفل سروینٹس آن ارتھ Ya Allah, you blessed us with so much of your bounties. Ya Allah, your bounties rain upon us 24 hours of the day. Ya Allah, you provide for us food, clothing, shelter. Oh Allah, you are keeping our heart, our liver, our lungs, our heart, everything functioning. Oh my beloved Allah, our lives are in your hands. You have blessed us with sight, with hearing, with speech. Ya Allah, your bounties are raining upon us 24 hours of the day. But oh my beloved Allah, we are such namak harab that we use your very bounties for your disobedience. Ey Allah, dunya mein jab koi kutta hota hai, uska malik usko chand sukhe tukde bhi dalta hai, to wo malik ka farma bardar ban jata hai. Ey Allah, even if some dry crumbs are thrown at the dog, but that dog becomes obedient to that master. It does not leave the door of that master. Ey Allah, teri itni nematon ke andar hum dube hue hain aur tera hi darwaza humne chhod diya. Ey Allah, we have left your door in spite of eating so much of your ne'mats. Ya Allah, we use every ne'mat of yours. We use our sight, our hearing, our speech, our hands, our feet. Every ne'mat and bounty of yours we use, O Allah, for your disobedience. But O Allah, we have recognized our mistake. Ya Allah, we have realized our mistake. Ya Allah, we have realized our error and sin. O my Allah, therefore we are turning towards you. There is nothing else that has kept us here except that we are hopeful of your forgiveness. Ya Allah, we are repeatedly asking and begging of you. For there is no other door for us besides your door. Ey Allah, tujhe chhod kar hum jaye kaha. Ey mere Allah, tera darwaza hum chhod kar jaye kaha. Where do we go, O my Allah? Which other door is there for us besides your door? Which other home is there for us besides your home? Ya Allah, if we are going to become angry, if we are going to become displeased, if we are going to leave your door, then, oh my Allah, which other door is there for us? Ya Allah, we are suffering, we know, because of our own sins and our own doings. Ya Allah, you sent the Quran Sharif for our guidance. Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left for us his sunnah. Ya Allah, we know that we have distanced ourselves from the Quran and the sunnah, and as a result, we are suffering every way in the world. But, oh Allah, don't turn away your nigah of rahmat from us because of our sins. O Allah, don't turn away your glance of rahmat because of our sins. For O Allah, if you do that, then there is nothing for us but destruction in this world, destruction in the qabr, and destruction in the akhirat. Ay Allah, therefore forgive our sins, major or minor. Ya Allah, we are extending these begging bowls before you. Ey Allah, hum bikari ban kar ke tere saamne maang rahe hain. Ya Allah, it is an embarrassment, a shame to extend begging bowls before human beings without any need. But oh my beloved Allah, the more we beg of you, the more pleased and happy you become. Ey Allah, it is not a shame but an honor and a privilege to beg of you. Ey mere pyare Khuda, we are extending these begging bowls before you. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Ya Allah, there was no such thing as darkness for you. Even if there was a tiny little black ant crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of all night. Oh Allah, you are aware of the movement of that ant. Ya Allah, how can you not be aware of our movements? Ey mere Allah, you provide for the fish deep down in the ocean. You provide for the ants and the creatures deep in the jungles. Ey mere pyare Khuda, you provide for the animals in the forests. Ey mere Allah, you are the one who provides for us also. Ey Allah, tu hamare gunahon ko maaf kar de. Forgive the sins of our eyes, the sins of our ears, the sins of our tongues, the sins of our heart and mind, the sins of our hands and feet. Mere pyare Khuda, mere Rahim Kareem Allah, mere Sattar Ghaffar Allah, bless us all with long life. Bless us with good health. Oh Allah, our hearts have become diseased. Ya Allah, we are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Ya Allah, cure us of our spiritual ailments and physical ailments. Oh my beloved Allah, just as arteries become clogged and then the heart does not function properly. Ey Allah, in the same way our spiritual arteries have become clogged. But oh my beloved Allah, man undertakes transplant of hearts. Ey Allah, jab insan ko tune aisi aqal di,
Allah, what is it difficult for you to transplant a spiritual heart? Ay Allah, bless us with a heart that is filled with the noor of taqwa, with the noor of zuhud, with the noor of qanaat, with the noor of tawakkul and trust in you. Oh Allah, bless us with a heart that is filled with the noor of ibadat, with the noor of zikr and tilawat. Ay Allah, clean and purify our hearts. Oh Allah, purify our hearts of all the evil that has clogged our hearts. Ya Allah, purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of envy, of jealousy, of pride, of evil passions and desires. Mere pyare khuda, guna karte karte hum khud bhi thak gaye. Mere Allah, man has become tired of sinning himself. Therefore now he is committing suicide, O Allah, in abundance. Wo khud guna karte karte thak gaye. Mere Allah, guna hone hame koi ya kisi qisam ki rahat nahi pahunchayi. Sins haven't brought us any kind of pleasure and happiness. A little while of pleasure, but oh Allah, how much of anxieties, worries, restlessness, all kinds of problems, pain and disaster. Ay mere pyare khuda, therefore we are turning towards you. Ay Allah, aaj raat teri rahmat ke darwaze khol de. Allah, open the doors of your maghfirat for us. Open the floodgates of your mercy for us. Ya Allah, open the floodgates of your mercy for us. Ya Allah, let us be drenched in the rains of rahmat. Ay mere pyare khuda, you dearly love those who turn towards you with repentance. Ya Allah, you love forgiveness of sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. Ya Allah, you want that we should make rujoo towards you. Ya Allah, we are turning towards you. We are begging of you, O my Allah. We want to become your walis. Ya Allah, how long we will remain the walis of nafs and shaitan? How long will we remain the friends of our nafs and shaitan? Ya Allah, how long are we going to walk on the surface of this earth like hypocrites? Ay, very Allah, we want to be amongst your sincere servants. Ya Allah, we want those hearts that you give to the awliya-i siddiqeen. Ya Allah, we want those hearts which are filled with your noor and tajalli. Ya Allah, we want the hearts which are filled with your muhabbat, with your love, and the love of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we want the hearts which are filled with the love of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that, O Allah, it may be easy for us to do that which is pleasing to you and pleasing to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey mere pyare khuda, my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much of sacrifices he made for us. Ey Allah, din raat mere pyare Nabi ummat ke liye rote rahe. Day and night his duas were for the ummat. Allah, so much of his blood oozed for the sake of the ummat. Allah, Taif mein, Uhud mein, in so many other places, oh Allah, he was stoned. Mere pyare Allah, if someone has to stone our beloved little child, and just one drop of blood has to come out from the body of that beloved little child, oh Allah, if we have the strength, then we will like to blow the person's head off. Ay Allah, my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your beloved, oh my beloved Allah, the beloved of the ummah, oh my beloved Allah, when his blood was oozing, how the angels must have witnessed that. Very Allah, how you must have witnessed that. But oh Allah, so that the ummah may appreciate those sacrifices his blood oozed. Ay Allah, but we have shown no appreciation for those sacrifices. Those very things which were hated in his sight, those very things that he disliked, Ay Allah, those very things that he abhorred, those are the things that have become beloved in our sight. Ay mere pyare khuda, Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, the cause of his pain, the cause of his injury in his time, were the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahood and the nasara and the munafiqeen. Ay Allah, aaj hum Rasool Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ka naam mubarak lete hain. Oh Allah, we who are the claimants of the ishq of yours and your Rasool sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are the cause of the hurt and injury to my beloved Rasool sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ay Allah, large part of the ummah, there is no salat in their lives. Ay Allah, no zakat, no fast, no hajj. Ay Allah, large part of the ummah in fraud, in gambling, in adultery, in fornication, in watching and viewing filthy films, reading filthy magazines and novels. Ay Allah, that beautiful cultural lifestyle that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam left for us, it has departed from our lives, from the lives of our families. Ay Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's beautiful teachings are nowhere to be seen in our business houses. Ay Allah, we are being lashed by nothing but fitnas in our colleges, in our universities, in our bazaars and marketplaces, and even in our homes, O my beloved Allah. There is nothing but fitnas. Mere pyare Allah, ab hum kidhar jaye? Mere Allah, ab hum kidhar jaye? Allah, if you do not protect us and save us, then who else is there for us? Allah, with your power of jazm, make us yours. Allah, don't let us leave this world before we have become your walis. Allah, give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah from all our sins. How long are we going to remain in drugs? How long are we going to remain in adultery and fornication? Allah, we do not know when the angel of death will strike his sword on our neck. Allah, ruh rag rag se nikali jayegi. Ruh rag rag se nikali jayegi. Ek din tujh pe khaak dali jayegi. Oh my Allah, our souls will be extracted from every part of our body. Dust and sand will be thrown on us. We will be left, oh my Allah, alone. The only thing that will be the light of our graves will be amal saliha. Hey Allah, we have got no capital of good deeds. Oh my Allah, give us the tawfiq of doing that which is pleasing to you. Ya Allah, before we leave this world, give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah. Allah, we learn the masail of mayyat. Hey Allah, we learn the masail of ghusl and kafan. Oh Allah, we read about masail of ghusl and kafan. Ya Allah, we have given ghusl and kafan to so many. Ya Allah, we have seen the janazas of so many. We have shouldered the janazas of so many. We have buried so many with our own hands, O my Allah. We have seen our parents leave. We have seen our family members leave. Ya Allah, we have seen our brothers and sisters of the Muslim Ummah leave. But it does not cause any stir on our hearts. Ya Allah, one day we have to go in the same direction. Our buildings will remain here. Our beautiful cars will remain here. Oh Allah, our wives and children will remain behind. Ay Allah, our clothes will be removed from our bodies. Our beautiful rings will be removed. Ya Allah, our watches and even false teeth will be removed. Ay Allah, our tongues which cause so much of injury and pain to people will stop wagging. Ay Allah, our hands with which we cause so much of injury and pain to people, it will no more move. Allah, our feet will no more walk. Those eyes which enjoyed the filthy films and novels, oh Allah, will be able to see no more. Then they will be seeing the angels, oh my Allah. Hey, mere Allah, if we have indulged in sins all our lives, then they will see the angels of azab. Mere pyare khuda, before that time comes, give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah. Allah, ghusle mayyit se pehle pehle ghusle tawbah ki tawfiq ata farma. And before we are given the kafan, oh my beloved Allah, let us put the garment of taqwa above our hearts. Allah, bless us all with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction. Ya Allah, bless us with good health. Those who are in financial difficulties, remove their difficulties and problems. Those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those who may have given children to Allah, make them obedient to the parents, to you and to your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey mere pyare khuda, the whole world is out to destroy the Muslim Ummah. Ey Allah, America and all its allies, they are once again planning to bombard Iraq. Ey mere pyare khuda, Palestine is already being bombarded. Allah, in Afghanistan, in Kashmir, in Chechnya, in Bosnia. Allah, the enemies of Islam have become one. And we who are the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are becoming more and more and more divided and disunited. Mere pyare khuda, unite the hearts of brothers and sisters, parents and children, wives and husbands, and the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mere pyare khuda, either give hidayat to the enemies of Islam, bless them with Islam and Iman. But if they have become obstinate and they have made up their minds that they are not going to accept your beautiful deen and they are going to destroy or plan destruction of the Ummah, then oh Allah, you are the best of all planners. Ya Allah, shake up the ground beneath their feet. Allah, cause the plains to crash in the mountains. Ya Allah, create division and disunity in their ranks. Ya Allah, make them fight amongst themselves. Oh my beloved Allah, send your angels and assistant, help the mujahideen of the ummah. Mere pyare khuda, tu hamare gunahon ko mat dekh, tu mere pyare nabi ke aansuon ko dekh. Ay Allah, do not look at our sins. We are acknowledging and confessing we are sinful. Oh Allah, look at the tears of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, look at the shan of the blood of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which flowed for this ummah. And give the ummah once again that position of honor and dignity. Mere Allah, give us the realization that without turning towards you, there will be no success. Ay mere pyare khuda, assist and help the mujahideen of Islam. Ay Allah, those who have been imprisoned, oh my beloved Allah, find a way out for their release. Ay Allah, their sin is nothing but that they have tried to spread your deen. Ay Allah, tere deen ke khatir wo giriftar hai. Mere pyare Allah, unki madad aur nusrat farma. Ay Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, in a cinema, in a theater, in adultery or fornication, watching some filthy movie, or reading some filthy novel or literature, or popping drugs into our mouths. Mere Allah, what kind of embarrassment and shame our families will have to suffer, and the ummah will have to suffer. As it is, O Allah, so many deaths are taking place in escort agencies, in prostitute quarters. Ay Allah, deaths are taking place in discos and in cinemas and theaters. Mere Allah, hum sab ki hifazat farma. Ay Allah, hamari hifazat farma. Ay Allah, hum sab ko sehat, afiyat, salamati, izzat nasib farma. Tera qurb nasib farma. Teri marifat nasib farma. Tera yaqeen nasib farma. Ay Allah, accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Ay Allah, jitne bhi deeni kaam ho rahe, sab ko qubool farma. Sab kaam karne walo ko ikhlas ki taufeeq se mala mal farma. Mere pyare Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne ummat ke liye jitni duaye mangi, ya Allah, wo sab hamare haq mein qubool farma. All the duas of goodness that he made, ya Allah, all the goodness that he asked for us, oh Allah, bless us with that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness, our wives and children with that goodness, and the entire ummat with that goodness. And from all the fitnas and corruption and mischief that he asked for protection, oh Allah, protect the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, change the conditions of adversity even in this country to that of prosperity. Ya Allah, change the conditions of fear to that of peace and security. Ay Allah, there is no peace, no happiness, no security. Ay mere pyare khuda, we are living under the shadow of fear all the time. Mere Allah, change the condition of the ummah and change the conditions in this country to that of peace and prosperity. Ya Allah, let the winds of hidayat blow throughout the continents, especially in our country and in Africa. Mere pyare khuda, Rasool Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's concern all the time was nothing but the ummah. Mere pyare Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, do not let us be the cause of embarrassment for my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, Masjid Aqsa ki hifazat farma, Haramain Sharifain ki hifazat farma, Haramain Sharifain ki hifazat farma. Mere pyare khuda, jab hamara jane ka waqt aaye, to mere Allah, Madina Tayyiba mein shahadat ki maut ata farma, Madina Tayyiba mein shahadat ki maut ata farma. Ay Allah, become ours and make us yours. Become ours and make us yours, my Allah. You have the power to do so. Mere Allah, we are weak, you are not weak. Ya Allah, make us yours. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaau uska. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaau uska. وہ ہو جائے میرا بے ہو جاؤ اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں. Oh Allah, what else are we asking but that you become ours and make us yours. If you become ours, our homes will give us comfort. Our children will be the coolness of our eyes. Our businesses will give us barakat. Everything will be peaceful and happy. But if you are not ours, nothing will be ours. Mere Allah tu hamara ban ja aur hame apna bana le. Accept our duas with the sadqa of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursalin walhamdulillah.